Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 22nd day of January 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just a cold winter day. At least it ain't really, really, really cold, I guess. Anyways, we're going to start off. I have articles, but I just watched a video about the Bill of Rights, and we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's see. Yeah, like I said, you know, I mean, I just finished watching this little video. I don't know how long it was. It was 16 minutes or something like that on the Bill of Rights. And you notice that we're going to have a little talk about that 14th Amendment and that 9th Article. Because, I mean, they're finally figuring out that fucking people are saying, hey, where in the hell are our goddamn rights? So they're putting out half-truths like this that we just, that you ones of you that listen to it, that we've listened to here. The fact is, they say the 14th Amendment was put in to give a federal power over the states. But no, it wasn't. It was to remove the fucking people. That was already taken care of. I mean, as far as the control of the states, it was under the same restraints as the fucking, as the federal government under the 10th article. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. And see that they talk about, you know, the 9th article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that's what I was taught in school too. And this is where they had to throw us so fucking far off on that one fucking article, because it is the key. It is the key to what has been done to us. It is the key to our authority. It's the key to the whole goddamn thing is that 9th article, the one never talked about until we talked about it. But the enumeration in the Constitution. Now, see, this was if you watched the video, this Bill of Rights was written and it was sent around to the states. And it was to address the Constitution, the powers of the government. But even let's play their game. Let's play their game a little bit here. Let's say that the enumeration in the Constitution, if it was about the Bill of Rights, if it was about what we, you know, they said, well, all the rights wouldn't be covered, so then people were afraid that because of these rights would be used to construe to take other rights. No. The enumeration in the Constitution, comma, it does not say the enumeration in this Bill of Rights, does it? They think we're fucking stupid. They think we can't read simple English. And like, one of the truths they told in that video was that it was written in simple English that everybody should be able to memorize and understand. But here again, this is them trying to, that ninth article is fucking scaring them to death as I speak to you. Because that ninth article is what they violated when they put that fucking 14th Amendment in there. It says in the enumeration in the Constitution, not in this Bill of Rights. When it talks about the Constitution in the Constitution, it calls it the Constitution. If this document was the Bill of Rights, it was a separate, you know, at least it tells you it was sent and it was ratified just like the Constitution under the same fucking authority, only it came from the people. When it is addressing, as it is written, in fact, it is addressing the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights itself. But even set that aside, the rights that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights are being spit on, shit on, and have been removed. How about that? I mean, these are the ones we did write down that you can't say that we didn't declare as our absolute goddamn rights. But at any rate, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, Constitution, that's where that ends right there. The enumeration, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights. And people, what rights? Well, goddamn, all I ever hear is about what the government has the right to do this to you. A cop has a right to beat you. You know, it's just right. They were addressing what the federal anti-federalists were addressing. They were addressing that goddamn Commerce Clause, and they were addressing the General Welfare Clause. The government has the right to regulate international commerce, right? That's what it says. That's a right in the Constitution. Apart from the people, that is a government authority, okay? But that right cannot be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The General Welfare Clause. We have the right to act in the general welfare of the people. What an open subject matter bunch of bullshit both of those fuckers are. But again, it says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And then as far as them need anything, as far as the states are concerned, they were already taken care of. They were under the control. They were under the same restraint as the fucking, as the federal government was by the 10th article. The powers not delegated, that is the powers not, that we did not hand over to the United States by the Constitution, comma. So we're talking about the Constitution, the powers we did not give to the, not that we did not give to the United States by the Constitution, that is what is forbidden in the Bill of Rights, nor prohibited by it to the states, which is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights prohibits these certain things, violations of our rights. It prohibits it. And if it prohibits it in the federal Constitution, it's automatically prohibited to the states that ratified that Bill of Rights. Are reserved to the, see, they always want to make it like it was about states' rights. That's all fucking bullshit. Those people who went out and fought and died didn't die for fucking their estate. And they didn't die for the fucking same aristocrats that had oppressed them in the colonies that turned into the states. This is about local, this is like your local Masons and your local fucking fuckers trying to conscrew our individual liberties and freedoms that was for them. Fuck the state, fuck it all. The people won the goddamn war, and that's one truth it told on that video, is that the people, they just came out and said, no, goddamn it, we fought for our fucking rights. But I love the way they try to misconstrue. I mean, it's coming. We're forcing this up, people. We're forcing this up the chain. And as we go up the chain, you're going to see shit like this come out. But I can fucking read, and I understand construction of a sentence, man. I spent fucking probably 5 years learning how to write law correctly till it says what it fucking says. And what that goddamn ninth article says, the enumeration in the Constitution. This hasn't been attached to the Constitution yet, okay? It's being sent to the states to address the powers in the Constitution. So this is where they want to throw us off, because that fucking ninth article, that is the son of a bitch that's going to fucking sink them. It has already sunk them because they have violated it. They have desecrated it. They have spit and shit all over it with that fucking 14th Amendment. The enumeration in the Constitution, that's what they were addressing, of certain rights. That is the right of the government to control commerce. That is the right of the government to control, the General Welfare Clause. Anything that, any power that the government had is what it's talking about. Because a right is a power, is an authority. An authority will define out as a right. Because that's what we have as authorities. That's what the Bill of Rights is. But in of certain authority shall not be construed, that is interpreted, to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Now they try to sell you that, oh, just because we only wrote down this 10 was written down perfectly to protect every fucking right you could have. And it wasn't Madison, it was the other, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. It wasn't Madison. This was put together as a system of fucking law. As a body of law. Just like the Constitution is a body of law, this is a body of law that I'm holding here in my hand. It's called the Bill of Rights, and it was ratified by the states. It is absolutely the supreme law of this goddamn land. But they're gonna, this whole video that you watched was to throw you off on the fucking ninth article. I mean, it's irrelevant. I mean, their argument, I mean, they'd like to get you to sway that way, to think that it was, oh, because they wrote down these one rights, no. You can, I dare somebody. You name me one right that I can enforce with these, with the maximums and the procedures in this document I'm holding in my hand. I dare you to do it. It can't be done. Because it was written as a system of fucking law to make sure that the people were always in charge of the government. That we were the supreme authority over the government. And then they try to tell you, and then to correct that, finally, in 1868, they got around to the, because they wanted that control over the states. If they wanted control over the states, that's why it talked, the first, oh, son of a bitch opens up. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. All persons. That's the people. This is to address the states? No. This was to collude with the states to remove your fucking Bill of Rights, is what it was. And this is how they're going to try and fucking explain and play their way out of this. It ain't going to work because that goddamn law, that law is written perfectly. Some ingenious people fucking wrote it. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject. We are subject to nothing. That's what the whole fucking war was fought about, wasn't it? That we were not going to be the subjects of a king who could come and take us as his property. What do they call it? I'm so pissed. Conscript us into his fucking armies and make us go, you know, like what's going on in this empire that we're living in today, this corporate aristocracy empire we're living in today. In the United States, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. I'm not subject to the jurisdiction of the fucking United States. The United States is subject to my authority as the free national that created the motherfucker. It was my power that empowered you. I revoke it. I do not have to. You cannot possess powers that I don't possess. Government. We've talked about it before. You had a baby, man. I don't know. I think I want to come in your house and see how you're taking care of your kids. I just decided I wanted to do that. Can I do it? Can five of us get together and say, well, we're kind of pretty concerned about, this young couple there, you know, 16, 17 years old. They just had a child. We need to go in there and we need to look and make sure that kid's being, and if it ain't, we'll take it away from them. We'll just take it away from them. Can we do that? Do we have that authority? No, sir, we don't. Hence, we cannot delegate what we do not have. And everything they're doing to us is things that we could not do to one another. That proves the fucking intent, and that's what it is. Let's look at the rest of this bullshit. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. I'm not a citizen. I'm a fucking national of this country. I own the son of a bitch, and you work for me, bitch. Of the United States and the states wherein they reside. So you are a citizen under, okay, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. We don't have privileges and immunities. We have absolute rights ratified by the several states. Absolute superior law. This was written in violation of that ninth article they're trying to misconstrue. Because what that ninth article says is that no goddamn authority can exist to touch any of our fucking rights. And this is the maximums and the procedures to enforce. I don't care. Think of one. I'm waiting for you. Somebody think of something that cannot be litigated through that Bill of Rights. It's a system of law. And it was untouchable. Declared by the ninth article, and the ninth article is the key. That's the one they're gonna, when you look at that, they give that little thing about it. All the rest of them, they keep showing you popping up, do pop-ups of the right to a trial, right to the rights, right there. But they do not go into, all they say is that, oh, the people were afraid that if you wrote down some of the rights in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, they'd be used to be misconstrued to take your other rights away from you. Bullshit. Bullshit. That ninth article says it is addressing that's what the whole thing was about. The people didn't want that fucking Constitution. The majority of the, and then they did call it a democracy, by the way, and that's, remember who you're listening to when you listen to it. But the people feared exactly, well, read the Federalist Papers. They feared exactly what we'd end up with today. And the only way that could happen is to remove the fucking Bill of Rights. Even if you just want to go by what's enumerated here. What's enumerated here? Let's see. Let's look at the fifth article. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment of indictment of a grand jury, except in cases. So this means in cases in the land and naval forces. That's the admiralty. That's the only exception. The only other jurisdiction in this country is the common law jurisdiction. So they're talking about. You will, infamous crime unless presentment of indictment, which means you're going to follow the Fourth Amendment, and you're going to go and you're going to do your searches, your seizures. You're going to swear out your fucking complaint, and then you're going to go on to the fifth article, and you're going to provide that due process of law. The rest of the due process of law is described in the sixth, the seventh, the eighth articles of the Bill of Rights. That is the least that you're going to procedural process you're going to get in the common law. Because the only other one they're talking about here is in the fifth article, except in cases arising in land or naval forces. That's goddamn military. Or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice in jeopardy of life and limb, like they did those the people up there in Harney County, I think the Hammonds, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, drawing your fucking blood, making you piss, any fucking offering any evidence against yourself. That's a fucking violation, people. Here's the biggie. Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, nor shall any private property be taken for public use without just compensation. That's that due process of the fucking law that we're talking about. That's what they have to get rid of. That's what they got. I mean, when they went and when in 1933, when they declared bankruptcy, that government over there, apart from the people standing over here holding our Bill of Rights, you can't touch them, son of a bitch. When that government went fucking broke and declared bankruptcy. And then, and first off, when it's stuck in the 14th fucking amendment, that was the first thing they had to get in place to get what they wanted from the fucking beginning. And I told you guys this a long time ago. They had all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, see, they talk about that this was to free the black slaves. But of course, we now know that they're goddamn, it was slavery, period. For everybody that wasn't among the aristocratic elite. At any rate, subject to the jurisdiction, are citizens. You don't fucking name me as nothing, you son of a bitch. You have no authority. There is no authority in the Constitution. In the Constitution with the Bill of Rights attached, there is no authority. In fact, you cannot do it because you're creating a separate authority here that allows you to. Well, let's read the rest of it here. which abridge the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, or deny any person within its jurisdiction. The state's jurisdiction is not the people's jurisdiction. The state is a separate entity. It is not a person. But when they put in the 14th Amendment, and then they created the goddamn District of Columbia, and they created this god, when they brought the Admiralty out of the fucking ocean and onto our land, that's when they started with this jurisdiction. The state had no fucking jurisdiction. The people had jurisdiction. The state had responsibilities, and they had authorities that we had granted them, but we could not give away our rights. That's why they're called unalienable. So we could not have given them any kind of jurisdiction to remove the due process, the procedural due process guaranteed in that Bill of Rights. And they could never have any power to say anything about our firearms. They could say nothing about nothing. That's why it's always, we just want to start a conversation. The conversation's over, motherfuckers. We understand exactly what you're doing. You take a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Is it being infringed? Here in the state of Oregon, they're getting ready to tell me I have to go get a government permission in the form of a license for my guns. You want a fucking bet? The 14th Amendment, that's where I was at. And then they create Washington, D.C., and then they create, what they did is switched. They took the goddamn, Constitution, our Constitution, the one that was ratified, and they just fucking swapped it around and made it in their own writing under Title 28 defined as a fucking corporation. Now you take the word corporation and you take the word republic and get the definitions out of the dictionary and tell me that one is the other. Or they can even come close to being one and the other, because they're not. But like I said again, the ninth article. That's what they lied to us about from the time we were kids. I mean, who in the hell was there to fucking say otherwise? What they were addressing in that Bill of Rights was with the complaints in the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers, which had the bulk of the people behind them, as the video is correct on that. But they sure as hell, the people, I mean. Oh man, I mean, it's just so infuriating to see that. You know what? Fuck that video. That video is made to fucking deceive you on one fucking point and one point only. They want to make, I mean, the rest of the shit they can claim, you know, oh, let's do, we're giving you a due process and I love, you know, in it where it says, shall not enforce any law which abridges the privileges and immunities of the people. We don't have privileges and immunities as citizens under the state's jurisdiction or the federal government's jurisdiction. We have absolute rights declared by we the people, ratified by we the fucking people. This is what our forefathers, our true forefathers, fought and died for. And I know no matter how they want to try to misconstrue shit, I can read and write, man, and I'm sure as hell read enough fucking law books to understand what I'm fucking reading when I'm reading it. And that ninth article says the enumeration in, it doesn't say the enumeration in this Bill of Rights, which is what it would say if it was addressing this Bill of Rights, which had not been ratified yet, would it? It says the enumeration in the Constitution, a separate document. This hasn't even been attached to it yet, right? When it's being passed around and the people are saying, yep, that's what we want, yep, yep, yep. It's addressing the authorities in the Constitution is what it's addressing. Because, like I said, it was written to protect every right. Whether it's written down, like they said, there's like 240 or whatever, the tons of these amendments people wanted. Well, they put this together so that they gave you a process. They gave you maximums in law, which you could relate to like a Supreme Court decision, an absolute in the law that you can move a process through. You know, like, you know, respecting the establishment of the religion. I mean, any topic to do with the religion, you go back to where they, if they try to, you know, tell you you can't do, I mean, there's a zillion ways they could fucking walk on your right to free thought, which is what they're doing right now, right in front of our face. We're watching privateers, that we're watching goddamn YouTube, we're watching goddamn Google. We're watching these fucking, these son of a bitches who evidently they don't fall under the rules of the Bill of Rights, the ratified law of this goddamn country. They're above it. It's just like in 2008 when they're too big to fail, too big to jail bullshit. The target is the Bill of Rights, and they target that ninth article because it is the key. And the 10th article. Because it, just like the states like California, what they're doing here in Oregon is a direct, absolute fucking violation of the fucking 9th and 10th article. It's a violation of the 9th article because they are creating a power that cannot exist. Because no, the enumeration, the writing down in the Constitution, or bring it over to the states, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. What is prohibited to it by the states? Well, shall not do this, shall do this, shall not do that, shall that. The Bill of Rights, ratified by each state, and it was the people's fucking Bill of Rights. Not the government's, not the states. See, that's another thing they're trying to, oh, it's all about states and the federal government, and who's really got the fucking authority to oppress you. No, it ain't. It's about my right as an individual to be free. With liberty, untouched, unless another American national, unless I violate their rights. And then we go to a common law court under the rules in this fucking Bill of Rights. We go to a common law court. And, you know, just like, the, you know, using these fucking admiralty courts, these administrative admiralties, look at the 8th article. The 7th article, I'm sorry. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, that would be everything, your fucking life. What's a life worth? I mean, they're trying to act like this was just about civil shit. Bullshit, everything was civil, because there was only one set of fucking laws that we operated under, buddy. I can reads and I can writes. Okay, so in all suits at common law where the value of controversy shall exceed $20, they can't change that $20 to, oh, no, that was for small claims courts, and it's $1,200 now, and we just decide that under the state jurisdiction, which is going to trump your goddamn 7th article right. Bullshit, it can't, because the 9th says it can't. That power can't exist. In all criminal in all suits of common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right by trial by the jury shall be preserved. Shall be. That is a command. That is, and if you don't do it, then you broke that law. Shall be preserved. And no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States. That means any court. Now, God damn it, that means that these goddamn star chamber courts common law courts where the judges are elected by the people and they're in the common law jurisdiction, and the sheriff is the fucking officer of the fucking court sworn into that common law jurisdiction, which fucking is the only jurisdiction that we, the people, are to be living under. We're not goddamn merchants out on the fucking sea. Hauling shit from country to country. We're not fucking merchants. We're fucking people living. We're people. We have a right to have a business. You don't need no fucking permission from the government to have a goddamn business. They can't grant you the permission. We don't grant each other permission to fucking have a business or not. And you're going to pay me, by the way. Can I come to you and tell you, just forget about all this other shit. I come to you, I got to come up to the little girl's fucking lemonade stand. Can I come up to that little girl and say, well, you're going to have to pay me $20 to in tax. I'm just going to assess that on you. The only taxation powers they had in the fucking Constitution was on corporations. They did fall under the admiralty because they did do international trade. But we the people, I mean, it's just like the guy with baking the cake for the queers. If it's his private business in his private capacity, the only place that he can be reckoned with, the only place that can compel him to bring, the only way he can be compelled to answer to anything is through a filing through the common law court, the people's fucking court. That's why they had that little fucking show on all those years. You Judge Wapner in the people's court trying to make you that fucking nonsense seem like that. I mean, that was just trying to just make you stupid. To make you think that's what a common law fucking court is. No. The superior court is actually the highest court in these fucking lands. Make no mistake about it. And the jury, the group of 12 American nationals can tell the fucking, the even when the, was everything was correct like it was supposed to be, could to tell the, you know, the, God damn it, what the hell do they call them? The Supreme Court. These unelected nine motherfucking red, goddamn internationalist fucking Jews can tell them, fuck off. No, we're not. Fuck off. Jury nullification. We nullify. I don't give a shit what you say, you nine fucking traitors. In fact, I think I'm going to take all fucking nine of you and I'm going to bring your ass into court and charge you with fucking treason for violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. The supreme law of this land. We're way past the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OAKNUT for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you die. And in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like health care, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. The Constitution will help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. I said, come. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public
public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by Oak Nut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yes.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. That was Ray Stevens with Take the Fucking Place. I guess is what you could call it. I'm only going to say one more thing about this, and we're going to jump into something else. Now, if you were, you think about the fella that was there, that had been there since, since the revolution. There were people still alive that were young during when the Bill of Rights was written, when it was ratified, in 1868. So that person's standing there. At that point in the ballgame, he is a free individual, sovereign national of the United States of the Americas. And all there is the Bill of Fucking Rights. As far as anybody, his allodial right to own property and the only way that anyone can come at him or bring him to answer to any authority. It was the only authority there fucking was. Okay. The day after it's written, all persons born and naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Naturalized in the United States are the subject to the jurisdiction, the authority of the government. You can't do it. And it is the ninth article, and that's why you're going to see this shit start popping up. I'm hearing more about it on the fucking stupid box. They're easing it because they know that the fucking people have figured it out. You don't have any fucking authority over us. We created you, you sons of bitches, out of our authority. And you have violated the fucking prohibitions on that authority that we put in fucking writing and ratified with the several states. You have violated it. You are traitors. You are goddamn insurrectionists. Y'all got the rope coming, and you know it. But don't let them, watch them and see what they're trying to do. But you see how skimply they went over that? That's how they did it in school. That's why I did the ninth. You never hear nothing about the ninth. You never did until this fucking program for sure. But you never hear nothing about that ninth article. And boy, they sure didn't harp on it, did they? One little short thing. Oh, they just did. If you write down a bunch of rights down there, then the rest of them won't be covered. Bullshit. That's a lie. That's a dirty fucking lie. This was addressing, the ninth article is addressing the authority of the government in the Constitution, because the Constitution was about government power, wasn't it? The Bill of Rights is about the people's rights. Two different subjects, correct? Now, if this had been addressing this Bill of Rights that it was getting ready to ratify, it would say the enumeration in this Bill of Rights of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people, wouldn't it? It's addressed the Constitution. They fucking know it. They know the ninth article, what it means, and they know they're in complete violation, have been since they put that fucking illegal 14th Amendment in and everything that followed. Now, that being said, Supreme Court. No, corporate Supreme Court, which has no authority over any American. Unelected motherfuckers, just like the goddamn corporate cops out here that are fucking beating your people to death. Over a taillight, beat you half to fucking death. The same son of a bitch as the Supreme Court takes no action on DACA. Well, there's a fucking surprise, isn't it? Hey, what do we tell you guys? You people out there, I mean, you were getting kind of fucking uppity, weren't you? You know, towards the end of that election about Trump. Trump. He's going to do it. He's going to end DACA on day one. Remember that? We told you bullshit. There wasn't nobody leaving. And I'll tell you, this ain't just about DACA. There ain't a fucking one of them leaving here, buddy. In fact, they're pouring over more of them in here right now as I'm talking to you. The Supreme Court on Tuesday took no action on whether it will hear disputes over the Trump administration's decision to wind down the Obama. He ended that, remember? He gave him 6 months and it was going to all be over, remember? The fucking lie, another lie on top of a lie on top of a lie. And then I'm listening to I got to calm down just a little bit. I'm listening to the Intel report this morning on the micro effect. And then after the show right there after it, now they come out and they're talking about the goddamn border down there. And they're saying, we got to stand behind President Trump. This is within the first 5 minutes because I turned the son of a bitch off to make sure they know people ain't listening. But they say that we got to get behind President Trump. Your President Trump holds fucking five fucking trademarks in communist China. He has to be an international communist or he can't hold, that's the Chinese communist law. He has to be a communist or he can't hold trademarks in goddamn communist China. He is a communist. You fucking people calling yourselves patriots are coming up and advocating for communism, for a communist, for a communist dictator, a communist corporate dictator to be exact. And you are fucking traitors to the people. And you are traitors to our Bill of Rights. And you are going to fucking pay for it. No action from the court may mean protection for some 700,000 young people. No, not 700,000. They ain't touching none of the fucking 60 to 100 million of them here is what we're talking about. Let's get the fucking numbers right, shall we? Young people brought to the country illegally as children. And when they start to see that, you can't touch the children, you can't separate the families, I guess that puts the whole family in the fucking protection, doesn't it? May remain in place for several more months. Many viewed this as the last opportunity for the court to review the case this term, given the court's already full calendar. And there's so many things more important than an invasion across your fucking border. The justices typically don't agree to hear cases over the summer. They're unelected. What the fuck are we going to do? Unelected, they're a goddamn communist committee, aren't they? Because they sure as hell had no authority in the Constitution. All they could do is offer opinion. They offered opinion on proposed legislation. If somebody, see, that's where your representative is when they're supposed to represent you. I mean, there's like one representative for fucking, 500,000 of us now. And he was bought off and they already got pictures of him screwing poodles before he ever gets there. But the idea was that, they go to write this like, oh, wait a minute. I think that might be violating that, that fourth article or the fifth article of the Bill of Rights. We got to check this out. So I'm going to challenge this. We're going to send it over to the Supreme Court to have them look at it. And he'd write up his fucking challenge. He's supposed to be looking out for you. He's supposed to be your representative. He's a fucking traitor. And they've committed so much treason. They've made null and void any kind of fucking grant of power that they had long before 1868. At any rate, then they send it over to the goddamn Supreme Court, who are supposed to be made up of learned in law. They're supposed to know the law better than anybody else. But in the little video, one of the little truths they told in their propaganda was that it was all simple. Like I've been telling you guys, it is simple. And they were supposed to memorize it like Bible verses. And everybody was supposed to know it that way. They could never fuck with you. They send it over to the Supreme Court when there was a real Supreme Court and when you were supposed to have this representation before that fucking Civil War. When those justices said that Lincoln couldn't fucking declare martial law suspend the Bill of Rights, he had them put in fucking prison. That was the first fucking total violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. We never gave him no fucking authority to fucking take away our rights. He never had it. But he did it anyway. But anyway, to get back to what I was saying, they would send, so your legislature, who's from your state, and you can recall them at any second, they're supposed to be there to guard your goddamn rights against everything. And then somebody proposes some legislation, and then before this legislation even goes through, but maybe it does go through, before it's implemented. Then you see them do it all the time here. These star chamber judges jump up. Somebody passes a law that they don't like. They just jump in like they got the authority to fucking do anything about it. And they don't. They are an illegal entity. They are corporate. And my God, they can't even exist. But at any rate, so your representative, he writes out, no, this is going to violate Henry's rights in the state of Oregon. And the 9th and 10th article will not allow for that. He goes over to the Supreme Court. They read it and say, yeah, goddamn, he's right. But why? Why would they have that Supreme Court there as a check and balance? Because it was the people's check and balance. Because then, if you did do that, if you enacted that law, see, they can tell you what the law is. They offered opinion. That's all they could ever do was offer an opinion. But they would say, in our opinion, don't do this. Because if you do, you're going to be open to a suit for violation of the 9th and 10th article and maybe the 2nd or 3rd or 4th or whatever, whichever one you would be violating. And then they'd send that back over to the goddamn government. The government would read and go, well, we better not enact this law. Or if we do, we better be ready for one of these fucking American nationals to come snag us by our ass and drag us into the fucking local court in their local jurisdiction at the county level and fucking charge us with fucking violation of the Bill of Rights, which is treason. That's why the 14th, I mean, they tell you in the beginning they didn't want the son of a bitch. And again, like they said, you don't need it. We have no such power. This Constitution doesn't. What have they done? Exactly what the Anti-Federalists said they would fucking do, huh? Sam Ehrman, an associate professor at Southern Cal Gould School of Law, said the longer the justices leave an issue hanging out there, the more likely they are to want to wait until the next term to weigh in. And he said there are good reasons to want to wait on DACA. Yeah, there's good reasons. It's illegal. What they've done is illegal, and it's taken our fucking wealth away from us without due process of the fucking law and giving it to these little pricks. That's what it's doing. And that's why it should be emergency. Go there and well, if the common law courts existed, this shit wouldn't exist. Because people like me would be taking them in and prosecuting them and having them hung in the public square, and they fucking know it. If DACA is the subject of political negotiations, what the fuck is this? This is what they're telling you? Political negotiations? No. This is about law. They keep telling you, you are living under policy, people, not law. We were guaranteed to live under law. There is a big fucking difference in law and policy, especially when it's corporate policy, which is like I've told you people before, we were guaranteed the common law. We got the goddamn Roman civil law because they said the other day, the son of a bitch that wants to get rid of you, what he said, the Constitution, he meant the Bill of Rights because the Constitution's already gone. But when he said it, he said, we're an empire. We can't rule like this anymore. We're an empire. Don't you see? Roman civil law, which is the rich motherfuckers, the people, the corporations, the people with the fucking bucks, private policies being enforced as public law on you. This is the corporations with zero authority, as total fucking rogue, treasonous fucking parasites, thinking they can just fucking write the laws of this land. John talked about, I don't remember exactly what the legislation was when they tried this back in the 30s. I mean, they were trying to implement this. It's always been there since 1868. But I mean, when you go do this, they know this. They know what they're doing right now, that people are not going to go, no, this don't jive. It's like holding up that Bill of Rights and that goddamn asset forfeiture thing. No. This cannot be according to this ratified law. This cannot be. It's a violation of this ratified law. It has to be. Or else we're living in a parallel universe where fucking Superman flies backwards and fucking up is down and left is right and fucking black is green and orange is purple. The laws of physics does not allow it. At any rate, President Trump is talking about political negotiations. What the fuck's that got to do with the goddamn law of this land? And like I said, all they can offer is an opinion anyway. And then once they offer them, and it's all fucking irrelevant too. Because the outrages that have been committed against myself as an individual sovereign of this nation, individual freeman sovereign nation of the United States of America, I cannot rectify them. I cannot get redress. My first article doesn't exist. I cannot get redress because they unlawfully removed my court. the superior court of this land, the only goddamn jurisdiction that was to exist on this land outside the naval and army forces and the militia in time of actual war. They eliminated it. They eliminated your courts where you could go in and charge them with treason. You can go in their star chamber court and accuse them of treason. They can have you jailed and just do any goddamn thing they want to, because there's no fucking law to keep them from it. They are defying the Bill of Rights. They will openly defy the Bill of Rights. I've told you this all along. One of the first things I try to get through everybody's head here is there is no fucking law in this country. And that seems like 2008 would have been enough to just say, oh, goddamn, fuck it. All right, goddamn it, Henry, there is no goddamn law in this country. The son of a bitch that was the CEO for fucking Goldman Sachs that stole $16 trillion from the American people through an obvious, blatant, in-your-face fraud with the people that you had hired in the government to regulate the motherfuckers and the international fucking banks. And they fucking, I mean, it's right there. They did it. It's just like Hillary Clinton. Yeah, they did it. They committed derivatives fraud because they labeled these fucking junk bonds as AAA derivatives. And that's a violation of the fucking law. Supposedly the commercial law. We shouldn't even be having to think about this. They should already have these people executed and we wouldn't even know about it because we'd be living our lives in peace. We shouldn't be having to do this all over again. Our forefathers done it and they done it right. It's just that people got complacent over the years. Well, I mean, they started letting them, you know, they throw a few big scraps at them. Let them have a good life. Give them something to lose. If they don't go along with us, then we'll start implementing our tyranny a little bit at a time. And it's been a long time, people. And they implemented the tyranny like the thin edge of a thick wedge to now it's just right in your fucking face, blatant in your face tyranny. And then the people that, you know, oh, they'll accept it. Well, that's a little infringement, but it's only going to affect Joe over there. It ain't going to affect me. So I'm going to vote my straight Republican ticket because I'm a good fucking Republican. Anybody who's a member of a political party, you're a member of the corporation because they are 501c3 corporations and you are a fucking traitor to this country. We all that is left of this country because the Constitution was violated absolutely when the corporation was created to replace it. It was violated absolutely. Therefore, all the authority, and it's gone. That agreement that gave you that authority ceased to exist. So your authority, any authority of any government over the people ceased to exist. And the states did it at the state level. They went right along with it. And they became corporations and got rid of the state constitutions. When they did that, those constitutions became irrelevant. They disappeared. They don't exist no more. The authority that was granted for those constitutions is gone. All you're doing is exercising tyranny through a fucking paid mercenary army, a corporate army. The union boys with the union badges and the black fucking uniforms, people. So what we have left is that the power reverts to who? Once the states have fucking done it too? It reverts back to the people. So now we're that guy standing there the day before that the fucking 14th Amendment was illegally, fraudulently put into our fucking bill of, into the Constitution, removing the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and making us subjects to the fucking government, subjects to the jurisdiction. That is authority, people. Subject to the authority of the government. No, the government was supposed to be subject to the authority of the people. 180 turned upside down. It's backwards and it's wrong. This is what we fought they made a big point to show when they were talking about him freezing a cold, showing that like Hamilton, fucking bullshit. The fucking poor fought it. The people fought it. That's why. Those the Federalists, they found, like they said in the film, they were up against the majority, all the people in the democracy. And they called it a democracy in there. It's a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. And the Federalists found themselves up against the bulk of the people. And the reason it was put in there and the reason it was accepted is because they were not going to have no part of it. They would go there and they will fucking take your ass out too. We're not going to have another fucking dictator over us. And that's what we got right now. a fucking corporate aristocracy with, and at the top, the top CEO might as well be the fucking king, because they have redefined the word corporation to mean a person instead of a pretend person, which is the common definition of that word. So you're living under a king as a subject. That's what they knew. They knew when they finally, I mean, we talked about the time of revealing. I used to talk about it with John. But, you know, this is the revealing. They're coming out and they're telling you that this has been here since 1868, people. And they think enough time has passed till we go, oh, fuck, we can't correct. It's just too big to correct. Too big to jail. Too big to fail. Too big to jail. It's too big of a thing, because you would have to go back to 1868 and everything that was fucking legislated after that. Everything, every law written, every contract written is null and void. And it is null and void because it was a fraud. It is a fraud. It will always be a fraud. It can't be anything else. That is fucking logic, and that is goddamn physics. It has to be. That's math. But they would defy it. At any rate, we've made it to the top of the hour, and that was a hell of a rant. Anyway, we've made it to the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, when they put these videos up like this, I know Katie's seen it, because I seen one of her comment. Well, yeah, no, you go right at them and tell them, say, no, that ain't what that fucking ninth article means. I'm not stupid. It doesn't say it's addressing the Bill of Rights. It's addressing the Constitution. And as far as the fucking states are concerned, that fucking Bill of Rights is binding to them. It was ratified by each state legislature, one after the other, and it is the law of this fucking land. It is the supreme law, and you are in direct violation of it. You are an occupation force, a corporate occupation force, and you son of a bitches are the enemy. You are enemy fucking combatants, and that is the word from the trenches.